This first post reads, my neighbor asked to borrow ketchup, in parentheses, yes, I know a neighbor. I don't know why he's proud of that. And gave me attitude because it was Hunt's and not Heinz. So I pulled it back and refused to give it to her. And now our altercation is in a neighborhood app. What I'm trying to say is we're living in the stupidest timeline in history. That was a nosy neighbor's listener submission.
I have a feeling the person who had a problem that it was Hunt's and not Heinz was joking. And then he took it back.
Because he was offended by it. Because he felt that was a slight against his
ketchup taste. Yeah.
His condiment taste. Yeah.
Hunt's? Heinz a little too expensive, huh?
Very pedestrian of you.
No, okay. Yeah. Saving up that change for the Heinz one day. Special occasions. I see how it is.
Uh-huh.
And then he took it back. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Naka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But we don't stop there.
No,
nothing
we do
is
not.
Out of bounds. We look everywhere.
We look in the audience during sports games. That's out of the bounds.
What else is out of bounds?
I went to prison on purpose last week.
To go out of bounds to get posts?
Committed crimes.
He's got a record now.
That's
for
right.
For you.
I got misdemeanors.
For you.
I got a court date because I'm out here looking for posts.
For you.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
Is Heinz more expensive?
I would imagine, because Hunt's don't have commercials.
But you know what? I actually respect when things don't have commercials, because if your product is still out there, it's word of mouth that has sustained your whole entire brand.
Hunt's is $2.29, Heinz
$4.99. Whoa.
So Hunt's is a lot cheaper.
Whoa.
They're probably not using the best ingredients. I can't, you know.
I mean, neither one of them is using prize ingredients.
Well, you know, it's probably even worse with the Hunt's. Let's be honest. $2.99, they're saving like, a lot of money on production.
They're like, tomatoes, we'll use...
Tomatoes. Now they're not talking to each other directly. They're talking to each
Over
other through the apps.
A condiment dispute.
This is going to split the neighborhood in half. This makes you actually really sad.
The Hunts versus the Heinz.
This is going to split
the neighborhood. He's going to have one person on his team.
Right down the middle.
Because everyone is Heinz.
This is, oh man.
Everyone's on the Heinz team.
There's some Hunts out there, but it's more Heinz than Hunts for sure. Depending on how big you are on ketchup. I'm really big on ketchup.
You are?
Well, I'm big on fries. So indirectly, I'm big on ketchup.
I feel like, so do you not use any other condiments on your fries?
I will, but I prefer
like
ketchup.
Like an aioli?
No, I don't use aioli. Aioli is just...
Is it mayonnaise adjacent?
It's just mayonnaise with a fedora on. That's all it is. Everybody knows that.
I was going to say, it's a
just
fancy mayonnaise.
Somebody threw some garlic powder and mayonnaise and added $2 extra.
That's how I feel about crepes, because they're just like fancy pancakes.
It gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just a fancy name.
All right, let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chinadu and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right. Candace, what's popping in your neighborhood?
All right, so this post reads, someone drilled a hole into the gas tank of my husband's truck and stole his gas. Beware, it's getting crazier out there.
That's right. You know, gas is hiking up.
Have you seen the prices recently?
Yeah. So I'm not surprised that somebody... has broken into somebody's truck for gas.
Drilled. Yeah. That's what I found interesting, because I've heard of siphoning.
I don't think that's a big crime out there. I don't think that many people siphon.
So well, not till now.
Not till now.
Till these gas prices.
I've been experimenting with different liquids in my car.
You should. You can make your own gas. People have done it before.
Yeah, I've tried.
Probably got murdered for it.
The best success I've had so far has been a mixture of castor oil and Red Bull.
Oh, I feel like that would work well.
That got me to the Comedy Store before my car blew up.
I mean,
but it was
you
rolling.
Made it to your destination.
I was rolling.
You made it to your destination.
Hey, look, it takes time. The first plane didn't land.
Exactly. It's going to take a little bit of trial and error.
A lot of trial and error. But my hypothesis is I'm getting closer and closer.
What do you think the missing ingredient was?
The missing ingredient, probably gas. As of right now, I think it's gas.
But I'm still going to tinker with it.
Trying my best. We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
What happened in your neighborhood?
A lot of things was going on in my neighborhood, but this one post caught my eye. Somebody posted, hawks will hunt cats and small dogs. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
They will.
With your pets. And then someone under that said, I most certainly will. If it's not the coyotes, it's something else. We are living in the wild kingdom. And then a person under that posted, hawks just don't hurt small animals. I was attacked by the same hawk 10 minutes apart.
Stop it.
In May 2018. I was on my morning walk on Albertstone, just behind the YMCA. Her talons went through my scalp. In the second attack, someone screamed, duck, she's back. And in the process, I tore my hamstring. I've never had such pain. I've told May it's nesting season, but if she was protecting her nest, I don't understand why she came after me across the street and about 10 houses away from her nest. My kids tease me that hawk thought I was a poodle. Humor always helps. I now walk every morning with a hat on.
I'm laughing at the layers.
Tori.
That whole story was just very entertaining for me.
You know?
Every twist and turn of that story was very...
You know how long you're out after tearing... You know how hard that is to explain to your boss why you can't come in tomorrow?
I'm so sorry. Like, ma'am, why are you bleeding from your scalp?
She was like, doctor, please don't patch it up yet. My boss not going to believe me. I need the blood when I talk to him. Please. Please. Can you write me a doctor's note?
No one's going to believe this.
Your boss, like, who wrote this note? Dr. Doolittle? Get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Are you scared of birds?
No, I'm not. I'm not scared of birds. I remember middle school birds. There was, like, a lot of seagulls in my school. When the bell would ring at recess and lunch, they would come pick up the food, right, that the kids would leave behind and all that stuff. But they would just shit so much bird poop on everybody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
You ever had bird poop on your head?
100%.
They say that that's good luck.
Every student had at least 4 or 5 times in a year where, like, some poop got on the shirt, their head, or whatever. You'd be, like, minding your business.
And then?
Just right on your nose.
All right.
You just freak out. You know, you're a sixth grader, man. You don't know what this is.
Why is it white? Is all bird poop white?
Why is ours brown? Why? No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Stop, Candace. You always bring it up. Your brain always goes to poop, man. This is getting ridiculous.
Always go to poop?
It's getting ridiculous. Okay, this woman has had her brain pierced by hawk feet, and all you could think about is feces. It's ridiculous. Show some respect to this woman who has been traumatized. Could you please? We're moving on. Next up is Neighborhood Watch, where we... plunge deep into the apps to find the best.
No, hold
local
up, hold up.
Stories.
Hold, no, hold up.
What,
hold up.
What? What's now?
I tried to say submerge.
We used that word.
But we ain't never said plunge.
All right, give me a word then. Langston Thompson? Give me a word. Exactly. Next up is Neighborhood Watch, where we twirl.
Twirl?
Ever so softly. How much do we twirl? Like Tony Hawk, per se?
Does he twirl?
Yes.
Nah, that's not a twirl.
He's known for twirling.
That's
900.
That's a spin.
He held the record for a very long time.
That's a spin. A twirl, we're talking about some type of ice skating. Skateboarders don't twirl.
Is twirling not masculine enough for skateboarders? I think it's a great word.
That's a very delicate word. For what they're doing.
It's a very delicate thing they're doing. If they twirl wrong, they will snap their body in half. It's a very delicate procedure they're doing up there.
All right, well, go up to Tony Hawk and tell him I really appreciated that twirl you did last night and see what he says.
This first post reads, Delta passenger arrested for mooning the flight crew. An Irish man has been charged with interfering with the flight crew, a felony that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. After refusing to wear a mask, throwing a can that hit another passenger, and pulling down his pants and exposing his buttocks to a flight attendant, according to a federal complaint.
During the approximately 8-hour flight from Dublin to New York, the defendant repeatedly refused to wear a face mask despite being asked dozens of times by flight crew personnel, the complaint said.
It also mentions that at one point he walked from his seat to complain to an attendant about the food, and on his way back, pulled his pants down, mooning the attendant and nearby passengers.
In a statement, Delta said the airline has zero tolerance for unruly behavior at our airports and aboard our aircraft, as nothing is more important than the safety of our people and our customers.
Okay, now let's break this down, because there's a lot.
This guy, he refused to wear a mask, threw a can that hit another passenger, and then proceeded to moon the flight attendant. That's such an old school thing. When's the last time you seen someone pull down their pants?
We gotta get back to mooning.
To me, it's so disrespectful, but it's so nonviolent. It's still very peaceful.
Yes.
It's a peaceful way to say fuck you.
You ever moon? You look like a mooner.
What?
Yeah, you look like you was out there mooning earlier, in your earlier days.
I have a mooning face?
My little brother was a mooner, but not like public, but he would moon us. He thought it was hilarious.
That was definitely a guy thing,
I think. He thought it was hilarious for a good 2 years.
Yes. Way longer than he should have.
Oh, yeah. From like fourth to sixth grade, he thought mooning was hilarious.
Did he ever do it when, you know, like when you're in a car, like, and you're in the back seat and you moon a car that's passing by you or a truck driver? Did he ever do that?
No,
Did he ever moon strangers?
He never pulled that move, but I have seen that before.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was like, I don't know if I've seen it in real life or just in movies.
Yeah.
But
it's a moon and run.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing. Funny gag.
Yeah. If you cause an accident, then it's a sad moon.
I feel like if with a J-Lo booty or a Beyonce booty, that would cause an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, but if it's just a regular ass.
Oh, yeah. Gray butts are causing accidents left and right. And they don't even know it.
Next thing you know, you're driving off a cliff.
They just minding their business, just headed to Planet Fitness, and bam.
This next post reads, woman uses dog urine in an attempt to pass a drug test. The 40-year-old woman was meeting with parole officials in Kentucky as part of a regular probation visit when they caught her sneaking in a sample of urine in an attempt to pass it off as her own.
While being questioned by police, she admitted the urine was not hers and belonged to her dog.
She said she brought it because she would have failed the test without it after recently using methamphetamine.
She was arrested and charged with tampering with physical evidence.
So this woman uses urine.
Dog urine.
Dog urine.
Don't miss that part.
My bad. Mm-hmm. Dog urine. Thinking that that would be a passable.
I think it is, though. She only got caught because she got caught sneaking a sample. I feel bad for her. It's really hard to get a dog to pee in that tiny cup.
I didn't think about that.
Think about all the cups she went through.
What if she has a dog that is trained specifically to pee in a cup because she does this so frequently?
Some kind of like dog that works for the cartel and other criminals.
Yes.
That they pass around.
Yes.
It's actually his business.
He gets paid to do this.
Yeah, he only lives with her. He works out of an office.
And he has other dogs working below him, kind of like a pyramid scheme that he recruits to also sell their pee to other people in need.
How much do you think the dog charges for this operation?
I would say, how bad do you need it? So if someone's whole career is on the line.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say for this type of situation, the dog would charge like $50 a pop.
$50?
Is that a lot?
Escape jail time? That's too low.
Too low?
$50? How much is bail is?
It's just pee.
I need one-fifth of bail.
If bail is $5,000.
Okay, give me $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That's
bail
a lot.
Is.
Okay. That's a lot for pee.
You know what's more than $1,000? $5,000.
You could probably just get a friend and be like, let me get your pee at that point.
No, I think a friend's gonna ask way too many questions. Dog ain't asking no questions.
Also, your friends also might be on drugs as well.
That part.
Birds of a feather. Yeah.
Can't make no promises.
Yeah.
The dog pee is clean as a whistle.
We don't know what that dog's nightlife looks like.
I don't think there ain't no dogs out here shooting up.
Oh, Marley and Me, that dog was high.
Really?
Yeah, you don't remember with Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson?
You know what dog was high? It was Air Bud.
Air Bud.
For sure.
Was very high.
That guy was high.
Literally, and
got so high, he learned how to play basketball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how he could jump so high.
That's how he started dribbling everything.
Yep.
Forgot he was a dog. Started practicing.
Yeah, that was like Michael Jordan reincarnated as a dog.
This next post reads, Alexa told a 10-year-old to touch a live electrical plug with the penny. The child reportedly asked an Amazon Echo smart device to give her a task to do, and Alexa responded by suggesting the penny challenge, which it had found on the web.
The digital assistant suggested that the girl touch a penny to the prongs of a plug partially inserted. I like the alliteration on that. The digital assistant suggested that the girl touch a penny to the prongs of a plug partially inserted into an electrical outlet.
Luckily, the girl's mother intervened before the attempts, but also mentioned that her daughter was too smart to do something like that.
Amazon said in a statement that it quickly fixed the error and allowed Alexa to suggest the challenge and that the company is taking steps to help prevent something similar from happening again.
I think Alexa just gets bored sometimes and starts giving out bad advice.
Like, you know what? You should try.
Yeah.
There's a fork in the outlet.
Mm-hmm. I think the kid kept asking Alexa dumb shit.
You know what you should do? Get that fork and put in the outlet.
Take this toaster. Go run a bathtub full of water.
You sure, Alexa?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hurry before mommy gets back home. Do it.
Do you have any matches?
Right.
Let the gas run just a tad to hear the tick, tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick. Okay,
Alexa with an attitude.
Like,
again?
Psst, hey.
What?
Call your ex.
Shut up, Alexa.
This is a terrible idea.
Nah, do it, man. Be funny. Come on, man. Do it. I miss her. Call your ex. Call that policeman across the street a donut head.
A donut head?
Alexa, why would I do that?
Come on, just see what happens.
See what happens. Just out of curiosity. Sheer curiosity and boredom.
I heard you going to a Snoop Dogg concert. Why don't you go wear all red?
Why would I do that at a Snoop Dogg concert? That sounds
Sounds like a terrible
dangerous.
Idea.
Oh, it'll be fun. Come on, just do it, man. Tell me about what happened.
Just giving bad advice.
Mm-hmm. It's happening, man. The robots are trying to kill us.
I would get that, Alexa. I don't have too. The current one, but that one?
Alexa with a personality?
Yes.
That sounds fun.
I fucks with it.
We all get lonely sometimes. It's fun when the computers talk back.
Until they take over.
I mean, they have. They're moving us out of our jobs.
That is true.
Now, that is very true. They're having self-driving cars.
They got the self-checkout at Whole Foods now. I never thought that day would come.
Yeah, if robots get personality, they're going to start doing a podcast now.
They do have personality. We just was talking
Welcome
about
Welcome to Nosy Neighbors. My name is Alex, and I'm with my co-host,
Alex.
Don't you think it's funny when...
Like, fuck, they're good.
Oh, they're better than us. I'm over here subscribing.
Easily.
I was drinking my pee for clearer skin.
It was delicious. I highly recommend it.
That's disgusting, Alexa.
Oh, my goodness. That segment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. My back.
Oh, my neck and my back.
Oh, my God. My pinky toe.
From laughing so hard.
So hard, Candace.
Oh, Alexa
I lose 10 pounds every episode.
I've got all my abs from hosting this podcast.
Are you guys enjoying this?
Please show us how much by sending in your neighborhood app post promptly.
That's right, Alexa. Go into the link in our bios. Submit your post, our Postmates, and we will do our best to get you on the show.
Some of you will not make the cut.
Well, that's how life goes. Where can they find you, Alexa?
They can find me.
Shut up. Just talk in your regular voice already.
Jokes by Candace on social media. And what about you, Chinlexa?
You can find me at Chinaduanaka. That's Chin-E-D-U-U-N-A-K-A. Candace.
Yes?
You know what time it is?
I think I do.
I think you do.
I'm very excited.
That's right. This is a time when we bring on one of our talented friends to come on the show and just partake in the silliness. Now, today's guest is very special. Okay, this man has been all over. We've been knowing this man for years. He's a talented comedian, actor, writer, and you could watch him now on Peacock TV on the show called Bust Down. Put your virtual hands together for our man, Langston Kerman.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah.
That's right. What up, Langston?
The second most famous Langston after Hughes.
For now. Let's take a vote.
When I kill him, I'll be the most.
You're going to be the most famous, Langston.
Yeah, just got to take him out.
We got to find him and murder him, and then I'll be the most famous.
Got to get to the biggest library and get rid of all the evidence. What neighborhood tale you want to tell?
This is a horrifying tale of my youth in Chicago, Illinois. It's not so much horrifying, but But there, I used to live in a neighborhood that had like a local alcoholic, which I think we've all had that, right? Where it's like you got drunks, but then you got some of those people who are like truly the drunkest of the drunks. Mm-hmm. And so it was a dude who lived around the corner from us who every morning would take like a morning stroll to the 7-Eleven. Now in Chicago, you can buy liquor at the 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? Like they sell liquor at like basic convenience stores, which is not common in, I guess, every state.
Yeah.
But he would take a morning stroll and walk through everybody's yards, and he would throw up in, up and down the entire block, like yard to yard. He would just throw up.
He would throw up evenly?
I mean, it seemed that way. I don't know if it was I don't know if it was intentional, but it certainly was the way that he seemed to be doing things, is just hitting everybody's lawn. And because of Chicago, the snow was piled so high, so when he would throw up, he would leave little holes of pink vomit in everybody's yard every single morning. He did it every morning. He would walk around like
every 7 morning.
Oh, yeah. He woke up early to get his nip. You know what I mean?
Is that like a Chicago rooster? You know how they wake you up early in the morning? You didn't set up a rooster crow and you hear a... Time to make the donuts.
Oh, we leave for school.
It definitely kept our family awake, is listening to this very drunken man throw up. And eventually... he deteriorated to the point where his family left him, and that got sad, you know, because at first he'd be at block parties and he was like a fun drunk, and then after a while they just left, and then he was a much sadder drunk at those block parties.
He'd be sitting on his couch. So you watched the alcoholism escalate.
And, you know, that the evolutionary chart where the man starts to walk and do the thing. Aww. We watched it backwards. You know,
a man to
in the other direction.
Oh no!
Now, did anybody like try to help him? Like the community put the money together, get him some therapy, some rehab.
No, man, he's gonna drink
like,
that up.
That's your business.
What money?
He's like, none of us got any money.
That's the only way we're gonna save our lawns.
Honestly, he's ruining our garden. We can't afford to give him money so that he can get better liquor to ruin our garden.
Was he buying liquor for the teens in the neighborhood? Kind of like, yo, hook us up. We'll pay for your habit.
No, I think when you are that deep into alcoholism, that shit's gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was a nice man. I'm
sorry. Very nice man.
Yeah, he's like a little neighborhood mascot.
I feel like you guys got sad and quiet.
No, we get all types of... you know, dark tales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had one guest get kidnapped.
Yep.
For drug money.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And we laughed at that.
Yeah, so this is a Barney story compared to that.
Okay, well, shit.
I wonder if the 7-Eleven would just, if they would just stop selling it to him, because Chicago's cold. He ain't gonna walk too far. I don't care how good alcohol tastes.
Yeah, but they're not bartenders there. They're not gonna cut you off.
Yeah, but 7-Eleven got to step up.
7-Eleven. Did you even listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth?
They got to step up.
7-Eleven has to step up.
You know?
7-Eleven, Chinadu? They can't step themselves up.
I agree with Chinadu. Maybe we could just not sell him another vermouth or whatever the fuck.
Look, I agree. I agree 100%. I just think we're asking a lot from a 7-Eleven employee.
Well, I have a feeling a lot of 7-Eleven employees have hearts. And I think some people probably quit the job. They just, I just can't do this no more. Transfer me to...
I would love to live in a world like that.
Transfer me 2 hours from, down a block.
Get me out of here.
You know, it's like 7-Elevens.
I can't look at him anymore.
There's like 7-Elevens within the 10-mile radius.
This is true.
Can I get a transfer, man? I just can't do this anymore.
I like the idea that a manager came down and was like, you'll sell him the fucking alcohol and you'll like,
and
it.
You'll like
I
it.
Can't do this.
This man was a principal 2 years ago.
This would make a fantastic premise of a movie. Like, I love the idea. In a world with a 7-Eleven employee with a conscience. And you call it a trail of vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, coming to theaters.
I like that you made the 7-Eleven employee the main character.
Yeah, that I like
was
that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, just a man that's like took it upon himself to get this man back on his feet.
Yes.
They built a relationship over the years.
Yes.
He knows. He's the only person that sees him before he's drunk. So he knows he's actually a good person.
He's seen the evolution of
this. He just has
man.
A serious problem.
Yes.
You know?
They bonded over beef jerky.
Remember that Kevin Hart movie where he's pushing Bryan Cranston around in the wheelchair?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, he's riding the back of the wheelchair.
That's exactly.
Telling him stories of his urban youth.
Right. He's pushing this drunk man with able legs back to his home so he's not puking on everybody's lawn as he tries to weed him off the alcohol.
Yeah. And then eventually takes him door to door, makes him apologize for the vomit that he left behind. This is a hero's tale. I'm enjoying it.
You can't see me, but we're both crying right now. This is a beautiful story. This is a beautiful story.
Who should play the 7-Eleven employee?
I would love to audition.
You can audition.
I would love to audition.
We'll allow you to audition.
Yes. Ken, you should audition for the drunk guy.
Me?
Yes.
I don't want no 7-Eleven employee looking like a wide receiver. That's a different sad.
You're right. That's a whole other sad story.
It's like,
wait, what's his backstory?
Yeah, we need to know his origin
story. The guy with the triceps. Why is he here? What went wrong?
Working, why
ain't he playing for the Bears?
What went wrong in a Diane Sawyer interview?
Right.
When did it all begin to crumble?
At what point did you stop playing the sports? Well, I got salmon feet.
What happened to Diane Sawyer? Did she? I know she was named Britney Spears.
Good question.
But other than that, did she burn some bridges? Did she do a little Charlie Rose and show herself?
That's a good question. I don't know, because she was supposed to be like the next Barbara Walters, right?
Yeah,
she was like the whisper interview lady.
Yeah,
you know, everybody had like their style. Like, you know, Barbara had her speech impediment, and Diane would whisper at people, and then she just disappeared one time.
She disappeared.
Yeah, the whisper made her really look like she cared.
Oh yeah, and she didn't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck. That camera will cut. She'd be like, all right,
who's next?
Good luck with
I've
the cancer.
I've never been a lady less invested in anybody.
<That's so funny.
laughs> I love how this turned into shitting on Diane Sawyer. Oh, Langston, this was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. But we have a question
Absolutely.
For you. Do you have time to stick around for our next segment called Nosy Neighbor Confessions, where we will just riff on a confession post?
Great intro.
You goddamn right I do. You know I have time for this.
Awesome. Well, we'll be right back after the break.
And we are back. This is a segment we don't do very often.
Yeah, that's why we're struggling with this.
That's why I'm like, what is it called?
What is it called?
What is it about?
All
the time. This is episode 10.
This is called Nosy Neighbor Confessions, and this is where we have a post where someone admits to something. Maybe they're not proud of it. We don't know. We're about to find out, and we're here to riff on it. And we've got Langston Kerman with us, and we're going to just get into it.
That's right. Something that's been on a listener's soul, and you know they're using us to help them break it down.
This original post that was found on social media reads, "Tell me a story about yourself that sounds like a lie, but is absolutely true." Here goes one of the responses to that post. "Growing up, I never liked my mother. We fought viciously. At 6 years old, I would scream, 'How are we related? I'm nothing like you. I want to be with my real parents in my real house with my boat and my dog.'"
My real house was fancy, by the way.
"One day, while driving around, I saw the house from my wild imagination." So basically, this woman saw the real house that she had been dreaming of, or like picturing in her head. And she said she wasn't sure if I was awake or if I was dreaming.
"I felt sick to my stomach as I lightly knocked and a nicely dressed lady answered and screamed out my name.
She sat me on the sofa and brought out albums full of photos of my wonderful life with my beautiful family before I was kidnapped at 3 years old."
Now, Langston, there is proof. We have photos. This is real. So knowing that, What are your thoughts? I see Layton like just running around. He's running around the living room like, what?
Why his head just exploded?
I got chills from this shit. This is devastating.
Yeah.
What? God damn, that mom. First of all, let's break all of this down.
This is a lot.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, I don't get the sense that the mom was that bad to the kid. Mm-hmm. They just didn't get along.
Facts.
But like, you kidnapped a kid you don't like and then kept him? Like, just give the motherfucker back if you don't like him.
If you come from a house with a boat and then go to a house with no boat,
mm-hmm. You're going to feel that.
That's a step down, all right?
You're going to feel that in your soul.
We used to have a yacht.
Yeah, she's like, hold on. I used to be balling.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
Something don't line up.
This couch is uncomfortable.
Why am I suddenly eating Cheetos every day? What happened?
What happened to the Grey Poupon?
Yeah, my palate is past this already. I haven't had sushi in 2 years.
You got to kidnap up, right?
Yeah.
You gotta, so they forget about their past and they just, the present takes over for the past memories.
Kind of like a stray dog.
Yes. A very common type. Kidnapping is rich people coming in. That is
what happens all the time.
100%.
They do that. I will say they do that in foreign countries.
Yeah, the babies from Africa. Yeah. We call it adoption. You just stole that baby.
It's the last piece of swag. The African baby.
I saw some woman with a baby wrapped around her back and was like, I could take that, and this bitch can't do nothing. And then now she's making a boy dance on Instagram. You know, it's ugly full circle.
But I'm mad this lady she left us hanging. Like, what happened after?
Yeah, I'm assuming now that she knows she was kidnapped, she went to the courts and, like, the cops. And...
You're assuming, but if she did, that would have been great to, she would have added that in.
Yeah.
Now my whatever kidnapped mother is serving 20 years in prison.
This is true.
She kind of left us hanging. Well,
you don't just get to walk away, right? Like, you can't just be like, okay, I'm back. And, like, there's legal processes that have to follow.
Yeah, once you find out that information. And you know why they left us hanging? Because they're making a Lifetime movie about it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
And her parents didn't look that hard because she was, driving around just for a little bit.
That is true. Wait a second.
Yeah, it's not like they kept her in her basement. She didn't say nothing about no basement. Like,
no.
She was out and about.
Yeah.
Her parents gave up pretty fast.
They weren't even trying.
Like, it's been 2 weeks. Call it off. Call it off. It hurts too much.
Amazing. Langston, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I hope you had fun.
This was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, tell the people where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Langston Kerman, LangstonKerman, on all the platforms. I don't TikTok, but everything else, I'll be on it. So, what's up?
That's right. Make sure you guys check out his show, Bust Down, on Peacock TV.
Hell yeah.
Yep, yep. All right, Langston.
Thanks, Langston. We love you.
Drive safe, man.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, bye, here.
Goodbye. Candace?
Jace.
What are you, French? What was that? Yes.
That wasn't French.
What was that?
That was Jace.
Okay, whatever.
Like the Doyers.
This is when we bring all the listeners of Nosy Neighbors together to remind them that we can only move forward as one. So for this special, Won't You Be My Neighbor, I want you to go outside. I want you to start a fire. Ask everybody to hold hands around the fire and get ready for Won't You Be My Neighbor.
So stupid.
This post reads, Colorado woman falls into a frozen pond while trying to rescue 3 children. A Colorado woman sprung into action after she saw 3 kids fall into an icy pond near her home. Authorities said.
Dusty Talavera, who's 23, ran out of her Denver area home and managed to pull 2 of the children to safety before falling through the ice herself.
The 3 children, who were aged 4, 6, and 11, were playing on the frozen pond when the ice started to break.
I just kind of put some shoes on and ran outside because nobody was really outside, Talavera said at a news conference. It was me. I just knew it was me that had to do it.
After pulling 2 of the children out of the water, she fell through the ice while helping the last one.
Luckily, the little girl's cousin came out, threw Talavera a rope, and helped pull them both to safety.
What she did was amazing. We were back at the fire station talking about how brave she was. And gosh, if this happened to one of mine, I'd hope somebody like her was close by, a first responder said. I mean, can I get some Kleenex, Candace? Please?
No, because I'm using all of them.
Please.
Nope.
She's only 23.
Shit, that's another thing. You're not old enough to be like, I'll sacrifice my life.
You know?
For strangers,
she
too.
She's been on that frozen pond before. She didn't think she was going to fall in. You know, she did get 2 out of 3 out.
She did.
The other two kids kind of hung out instead of like getting to shore.
And it
was too much weight on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, she did it. It all worked out. And no matter what she does for the rest of her life,
she's a hero.
She'll always be known as a hero. And this is just a reminder, we got to get back to helping people in trouble.
Selflessness.
That's right. It takes a village. Be a part of the village. Am I right, Candace? Give me some church music.
Hit it.
Candace.
Yes.
What did you learn this season?
This season.
This episode, huh?
I learned that I would throw myself in a frozen river to save kids. I didn't think I'd do that.
60-degree weather have you on the ropes.
That's cold.
That's a big commitment. Frozen pond?
My nipples.
They'll never recover, let you know. Icy pond? If you ever have a baby and you try to breastfeed it, you will give them a brain freeze. Okay?
My baby just turns into an icicle.
So that's a big commitment. I commend you for that. You're learning selflessness.
I am.
Sacrifice.
It's time. I
need another S word, but selflessness, sacrifice.
Right. Did we say that already?
And souffle.
And
you're learning those things, and I'm proud of you.
Now I want a souffle. What did you learn?
The robots are trying to kill us.
Starting with the children.
They're the future. The adults are on the way out.
If you're going to nip it in the bud, that's where you go.
That's where you go. Alexa probably told those kids, go play on the pond.
Go play on the pond.
It's frozen, Alexa.
Get out of the house. Go have some fun. You only live once.
Take some ice skates and hold on to those bricks. Make sure to jump up and down
like a trampoline.
Eat 15 meals before you go.
Where are your Timberland boots? Put those on.
Go to a step show.
God damn it, Dusty. You fart me again.
Candace, where can the people find you?
You can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
That's
what
right.
What about you?
And you can find me on Instagram and the TikTok at Chinedu Inaka. That's CHINEDUUNAKA. I have now 7 posts on TikTok. And also on Twitter at Chinedu Comedy. ChinEDUCOMEDY.
You said that like a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on the TikTok.
On the TikTok. On the Talkity Ticks.
You sound like my great uncle.
That's right.
Are you on the Twitter? You on the Twitters?
You on the fans only?
The fans only. You don't only as fans?
Are you the one, the only fans? You got the lonely fans. Lonely fans. That's what they should call it.
They should.
Join me on Lonely Fans.
And just, you can pay to see me cry.
You can pay to see me cry.
As I'm eating stuffing in the bed.
We're lonely too.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinedu Inaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Kelly Kyle. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvet. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.